Misha Nichnas Ador Marvin Besimcha, thank you for joining us today for the OU Global Tehillim and Chizuk Daily Call. On behalf of the Orthodox Union, this is Naftali Herman. The Daily Call began nearly 4 years ago. We're closing in on our anniversary as a response to the pandemic and has since evolved to serve as a daily pause, as an opportunity to convene together from around the world to daven, to pray for the various needs of Am Yisrael. Thank you so much for joining today's program and for making it a part of your day on Yom Chamishi, the 20th day of the month of Adar Aleph. Please continue to daven for a 6-year-old girl here in Boca who is in desperate need of our collective tefillos. Her name is Chaya Yael Shoshana Bas Chana Friedel. Chaya Yael Shoshana Bas Chana Friedel. Please keep her in mind today on the call as we recite Tehillim, as well as if possible in your own personal tefillos. Collectively, with a broken heart, we continue to gather on the call under the most difficult of circumstances. For the Jewish people, there is nothing that gives expression. Our broken hearts and our tefillos, our prayers for salvation, as much as the potent and timeless words of Tehillim. So we gather today for a few moments to hear some words of Divrei Chizuk, and to recite Tehillim together for our brothers and sisters in Israel and for all of those in need. On behalf of the OU, it is my esteemed honor to welcome back to the Daily Call and introduce Rabbi Eli Weinstock of the Jewish Center of Atlantic Beach in Atlantic Beach, New York, to share Divrei Chizuk, which will be followed by Rabbi Weinstock fully reciting the following 5 chapters of Tehillim, Perek Chaf, Chaf Gimel, Chuf Chaf Aleph, Chuf Lamed, and Chuf Mem Beis. Those are chapters 20, 23, 121, 130, and 142. Those will be followed by Achenu, the Mishaberach for Tzahal, for our beloved and special soldiers, the Mishaberach L'Shvuim, those who are tragically still held captive. And Rabbi Weinstock will conclude with the Mishaberach L'Cholim, pausing, giving each of us the opportunity to insert the names of all those whom we are davening for. And again, I ask for you to please keep in mind Chaya Yael Shoshana Bas Chana Friedel. To receive the daily Tehillim call reminder email, you can subscribe anytime at ou.org/Tehillim call. Again, that link is ou.org/Tehillim call. Bechavod, with great honor, Rabbi Weinstock.
Thank you very much. A good day to one and all. It's very special to be back with you once again on this terrific initiative that brings so many people together throughout different times when it was reminded to us about how important it is to stay connected when we can't be as connected, and into this very day in terms of how, no matter how far away we are from each other, there's that way to remain connected, to have all of those sparks and flames that are represented by our souls, be able to create great light and great warmth and great energy in the world. And I think about that message in particular as we approach this coming Shabbat, the Parsha of Ki Tisa, which opens up with a directive which has become very familiar. It's actually very appropriate to this time of year as well, the month of Adar. This year we have 2 Adars, double our pleasure, double our fun. But it starts with the directive of counting the Jewish nation. But we're not meant to count numbers. We're not meant to count people. We are commanded to utilize the half shekel. And this is the machzit ha-shekel, half shekel coin. It was used to collect funds for the Mishkan, for the tabernacle in the desert. It became used again in the temple times. It was a mechanism of counting the Jewish nation in the desert. And there's a very familiar practice that emerges from this, not to count Jews by their numbers, by people, but we count them without a number. We collect the half shekels, and then we divide it by 2, and we have our number. Or the idea that when counting how many people we have for the minyan, for the quorum of 10 men to create that prayer community, we don't count numbers, sometimes what a practice, which is mentioned in our Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, the condensed code of Jewish law, use a Jewish verse that has 10 words. Or some have developed a practice of, we don't count 1, 2, 3, 4, we go not 1, not 2, not 3, 4. And at its core, it's a very beautiful idea that we don't assign numbers to people. As I like to put it, we can't count Jews, but all Jews count. And we don't want to assign someone a number, we want to recognize their total personality. And here too, the other message of half shekel is reminding each of us that we are part of a whole. We don't count unless we're combined with someone else, or our number won't be registered unless we're combined with someone else. But today I just want to spend a few minutes on another word that's used often in the opening verses of this directive, because the command is given to Moshe, to Moses, that when you count the people, it says, V'natnu ish kofer nafsho. The each will give a type of kofer. Now, the word kofer is translated different ways, but essentially it's a word that has the same Jewish root as Kippur, Yom Kippur, Day of Atonement. And it seems that the emphasis is that this counting is taking place within the context of atonement. And what's the connection between the counting and atonement? And some would explain, as we've been describing, that when we are being counted, we are being put together in the collective, and our role is being analyzed, and that's how we are being addressed, you know, where the scrutiny is on for each person when being counted. But the repetition of the term seems to indicate that there's more at play. And it could be that when any accounting is taken of people and individuals are counted within the context of community, we are reminded of several important facts which can easily be overlooked. One is that it emphasizes the fact that the individual is diminished without being combined within the broader community. The idea, whatever talents we may have, whatever unique nature that we have, it's still not fully actualized unless we are able to come together and to join that with the collective. And therefore, we're reminded when the count is taken, well, it's important that the individuals recognize that as important as they are, as important as each of us may be, we are only completed when we join our community. And that's a message that sometimes people may overlook, that we have to focus on ourselves within the context, within the collective of the other, and lacking that awareness requires reinforcement. But at the same time, it's very possible that when creating that collective, sometimes we overlook the unique contribution of every single person. I like to compare it to back in elementary school when you would choose teams for playing kickball in the yard. Some people get chosen last because that's the way it works in school field kickball. But we are reminded of the fact that when counts are being taken, when the community is being assessed and the numbers are being taken, that recognize that each person has their unique role to play. Each person has their unique talent. We may not always appreciate it, but we should spend more time appreciating it. That just as we're incomplete without our connection to the whole, that whole is only complete with each and every person's talents and each and every person's inclusion. And this month of February, which we have an extra day, February 29th, a unique feature of a calendar, which is very ordinary, here's something unique, has been Jewish Disabilities Awareness and Inclusion Month. And it's like many things that have months and days, but every day is inclusion. Every day is about recognizing our connection to the collective and how each individual has a unique role to play within that collective. And I think that this season of the year, which in the weekly Torah portions has been about the Mishkan, the tabernacle, what it means to construct the sacred space, the sacred community. We're in the month of Adar, the month of Adar, Adar 1, which will transition into Adar 2, which will take us towards the Purim holiday, which is made famous by Queen Esther's statement of gather the Jewish nation together. Purim, the holiday where we give Mishloach Manot Ish L'Re'ehu, we give gifts each person to the other. It's a season of focusing on our unique role that we play, and the talents and contributions that each of us makes are significant when given to the collective. Our unique role is completed by our latching onto the community, but at the same time recognizing that that community has to include all of the different contributions of the individuals. It's a symbiotic relationship. We're not whole without the collective, and the collective is not whole until each of the pieces, each of the individuals, is appreciated, their role understood, and that all together creates a glorified collective. And the exclamation point or the cherry on top is that when we talk about taking account, the word that's used in the Torah is kitisa. When you will count, kitisa comes from the Hebrew root to elevate. All of this is meant to elevate us. It's meant to provide us with the inner fortitude and strength and confidence and awareness of our role, and to encourage us to expand that awareness to appreciate the role of each and every individual. And so on this February 29th, a unique day on what's every year in the ordinary calendar, we approach a Shabbat which is focused or introduced by the concept of elevating the individual's role within the community, encouraging that, strengthening that, and pushing us to appreciate the individuals, how each individual makes up a role in that community. So as we proceed from this week to the next, and from this month into the next, and to the holiday of Purim, hopefully we will have that full appreciation of what it means to share ish l're'ehu, one to the other, for the glory of our community and the strengthening of our relationships. And especially in light of where we are in the world today, as we say at the end of the Book of Esther, La'yehudim hayta ora v'simcha v'sason v'ikar, for the Jewish people, there was light and happiness and gladness and honor. And as we say in the Havdalah service, Kehi El Anu, so it should be for all of us. Amen. Continuing with the recitation of Tehillim. Yom Natseach Mizmor LeDavid. Ya'ancha Adonai V'yom Tzarah, Yifagev HaShem Elohei Yaakov, Yishlach Ezrecha Mikodesh U'mitziyam Yisadeka, Yizkor kol min hosecha, v'olascha yedash nesela. Yitein locha chil vavecha, v'chol atzascha yimalei. Neranen ob yishuasecha, u'v'shem Eloheinu nidgol, yimalei Adonai kol mishalosecha. Ata yodati ki hoshia Adonai mishicho, ya'anehu mishmei kodsho, b'gveros yasha yamino. Eila varecha ve'eila vasusim, v'anachnu b'shem Adonai Eloheinu nazkir. Hema karu v'nafalu, v'anachnu kamnu v'nisodad. Adonai Hoshia, ha-melech ya'anenu v'yom koreinu. Mizmor le-David, Adonai ro'i lo echzar. Binos desha yarbitzeni, almei menuchos yinahaleni. Nafshi yishovev, yancheni v'mad le-tzedek v'ma'am shemo. Gam ki elech b'geit salmaves, lo ira rok yato imodi. Shiftecha u'mishantecha, hema yinachamuni. Ta'aroch l'fonai shulchan neged sororoi. Yishanta v'ashemen roshi, kosi rivaya. Ach tov v'chesed yirdefuni kol yimei chayai, v'shafti v'veis Adonai, v'oret yamim. Shir lama alos, esoinai el heharim, me'ayin yovo ezri. Ezri me'im Adonai osei shamayim v'oret. Ayitain lamot raglecha, ayanum shomrecha. Hine lo yonum velo yishan shomer Yisrael. Adonai shomrecha, Adonai tzilcha, yadivirecha. Yomam hashemesh lo yakecha v'yoreach baloila, Adonai Yishmor Cho Mikol Ra, Yishmor Es Nafshecha, Adonai Yishmor Tseischa Uvalecha, Me'ata V'ad Olam. Shir HaMa'alos Mima'amakim Kirasicha Adonai. Adonai Yishmor Bikoli, Piyena Aznecha Kashuvos Lekol Takanunoi. Yim Avonos Yishmor Yach Adonai Mi'amod, Yim Cho Haslicha L'ma'an Tivarei. Yivisi Adonai Kitzor Nafshi V'li Dvaro Hocholti, Nafshi L'Adonai, Nishomrim HaBoker, Shomrim LaBoker. Yachel Yisrael El Adonai, Yim Adonai HaChesed V'Harbe Yimot Kudus, Yehu Yifdes Yisrael, Mikol Avonosav. Maskil David, Biyoso V'Amaros Filo. Koli El Adonai Yazot, Koli El Adonai Yazchanon. Eshvok L'Fanov Sichi, Tzarasi L'Fanov Agid, Isatefa la ruchi viato yodatin is ivasi, biorezu alech tamnu fachli. Habet yamin ure veli makir, avad manos mimeni in doreshu nafshi. So akbe elacha adonoya marti atomachsi, chelki di eretz hachayim. Akshiva, marunasi kidalosi mi od, hasilene me od fai ki omsu mimeni. Hotzio mi masker nafshi la hodos de shemecha, piachsiru tzadikim, Isigol alai. Achenu kolbeis Yisrael, hanusuni batzara vashivya, holmdimen bayam uven bayabasha, amakom yirachem aleihem, yosiem yitzara liyovacha, umeyafelo liyora, vishibu ligula, hasha ba'agolo, vizman kariv, benomar, amen. The Mishaberach prayers. Mishaberach avosenu, Abraham Yitzhak v'yatov, yivareches hayalei tzvahaganavi Yisrael, עומדים על משמר ארצנו ויורי אלוהינו. מגבול הלבנון ועד מדבר מצרים, ומן היום הגדול על לבוא הערבה, ביבשה, באוויר ובים. ייתן אדוני את אויבינו הקמים עלינו ניגפים לפניהם. הקדוש ברוך הוא ישמור ויציל את חיילינו מכל צרה וצוקה, מכל נגע ומחלה. ישלח ברכה והצלחה בכל מעשה ידיהם. ידבר שונאינו תחתיהם ויתרה בחסר ישועו ובעטרת ניצחון. ויקוים בהם הכתוב, כי אדוני אלוהיכם ההולך עמכם להילחם לכם עם אויביכם להושיע אתכם, ונאמר אמן. מי שברך אבותינו אברהם יצחק ויעקב, יוסף משה ואהרון דוד ושלמה, ויברך וישמור וינצור את אחינו ואת ישראל השבויים, בעבור שאנו מתפללים בעבורם. הקדוש ברוך הוא ימלא רחמים עליהם, ישמרם מכל צרה וצוקה מכל נגע ומחלה, ישלח ברכה והצלחה בכל מעשה ידיהם. יוציאם מחושך וצלמובס, ישירם מהירה לחיק משלחוסיהם, ונאמר אמן. מי שברך אבותינו, אברהם יצחק ויעקב, משה אהרון דוד ושלמה, הוא יברך וירפא אס. בעבור שאנחנו מספללים בעבורם. יזכר זה הקדוש ברוך הוא ימלא רחמים עליהם, להחלימם ולרפוסם, להחזיקם ולהחיוסם, וישלח להם מהירה רפואה שלמה מן השמיים, לכל עבריהם וידיהם, לסוף שאר חולי ישראל, רפואת הנפש ורפואת הגוף, השתה והגלה ולזמן קריב, ונאמר אמן.
Amen. Thank you so much, Rabbi Weinstock. I look forward to having you back on the program, Nir Tashem, please God, in the near future. For us here at the Daily Tehillim Call, please join us again for our next scheduled program on Monday at 1 p.m. Eastern, as each day we pause at this time to share a moment of tefillah, of prayer together. Wishing nechama, comfort, chizik, strength, and hope to all of Klal Yisrael, around the world, wishing everyone a wonderful Shabbos.